You're beautiful, Mom.
Yeah, like, when I'm your age, I want to be a little bit more round. Like, I want to be curvy like you. Like, that's what I want to look like. I want to be serving. Like, I'm not just saying this to make you feel better, I promise. Like, I want to be round and plump, like, in the 1800s.
Are you recording
plump.
This?
I'm going to record everything from here on out.
Okay, good.
So this isn't about you. I'm sure we're going to get some tidbits,
go on,
like golden gems.
Yeah, that's what I'm just making.
We'll edit
so
out whatever
on.
You want.
Just make sure we're
so
on.
So that,
okay,
and then
on.
I'm going to be serving my cookies with my little apron and my skirt, and that's going to be like, that's my vision of beauty at your age, and I don't know. I don't, that doesn't mean it should be your vision of beauty. I just, like, Nana was beautiful, but she seemed so frail.
Yes.
Like, you could just, like...
Yes. Especially towards the end, as she grew older.
Yeah.
You could just
push her over. In fact, I was going to tell you before, when we were talking about our favorite airline crash, what's your favorite airline?
We found out the difference between the number one
and
number two.
Yes. Of 9/11. When between the two towers.
Okay, remember? Okay, so we're talking about 9/11, remember we were saying the first one...
Between the first plane and the second
crashed
plane.
Crashed at 8:46.
Okay, got it.
Second plane.
At 9:03.
15 minutes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what I said.
So, there was enough time for me to call you and say,
right.
Look at this on TV. Now,
right.
Everyone had that.
Yeah.
Time, but it was
everybody
in the morning.
The phone call.
And I was living
you,
it.
And then watched the second
you
one.
You made so many phone calls.
Just to you.
Everybody.
Just to you.
You said everybody.
Well, I mean, everyone in the world called
everybody.
All called their moms.
Right.
But I was living at Nana's. I was living with Nana that short little period of time, and my car had been robbed that morning. Everyone, have you seen that Portlandia?
I remember that. What one?
Have you seen the Portlandia where he's like, they're all at a friend's party, and they're like, where were you at 9/11?
Yeah.
And
no,
he didn't remember.
I don't think I remember.
He didn't remember.
I don't know if I see that.
Couldn't
I
recall.
Everyone's sure. Like, I don't know where I was. I don't remember really hearing about it at all. That's right. That's right. 9/11.
But my car had been robbed, and they took my chess set. I had a chess set, and they took my chess set.
I remember now.
And my radio.
Chinese checkers go too.
Yeah, like a nice, and for a college student to have. And I found it was just a devastating morning. And then with 9/11.
Yeah. And walked into the house for some news about.
I was gonna go tell Nana. I was like, my car was robbed, and she's like, come here and see this. You know, like my car was robbed, man.
Yeah, I'm having
where's
a
your
moment.
Where's your compassion? Come see this.
Yeah, you don't even care about others. You're
bitch.
All about come see
this. It's probably about whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah.
Then I called mom.
You can
mom.
Say you're not, but come on.
I wasn't my problem seem petty.
You know.
Oh, I thought there was a bird there, baby.
It's been an active little evening in the garden. We have had butterflies and bees and birds.
Bees are good. Bees are important. What do you think about the
love
diminishing
bees.
Bee population?
I'm worried about it.
Why are you worried? Tell me more. I don't know enough. I know it's diminishing. I know
because
we need pollen.
No one...
I know everything about it.
Mom's like keeps trying to do that.
I want to know.
Okay, say what you want to know. Think about it and then say it.
How do they know it's not just like a standard... Okay, our Earth has been around for millions of years. We have standard ebbs and flows of weather.
6,000.
Birds.
6,000 years, I think.
Like, maybe this is just like a waxing and waning
of bees.
Like,
yeah, right.
Is it not? Maybe we're in a low
like
season
of bees. Like
the killer bees
from Mexico.
I don't even know what that is. What are the killer bees?
There are some killer bees that come up from South America and to North America.
But they've reached...
When?
The United States.
Yeah,
right now?
Finally.
The
killer bees. It was last Wednesday.
Like after three.
Like they hit
it was like after
the shores of America.
After 3 o'clock.
Like the bees have arrived.
Yeah, at the bottom. It wasn't the shore actually came through like a
Wednesday
bit of
at three. The bees are here.
You guys, this is it. We've been planning for this. We've been prepping.
Bees are here.
The killer
Ology
bees,
packets.
Are they? Where? Who are they killing?
Anybody.
They don't seem to be.
It's not a lot of discrimination.
Ruthless.
They don't.
Mexicans only.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
No, but they act as though they are angry.
Mexican Americans. That's the Windsor Rapture.
Sweet little bear.
They hate income inequality.
Yeah.
Bastard.
Mom, what do they hate?
Just that angry. They are...
They speak out. They talk back.
No one...
They're talked back.
They have been silenced long enough. You can only be repressed for so long before you become angry as a species. My gosh. Now they're killer. So why are they coming to America? Why were they in Mexico?
They don't like the blood anymore.
I want to know the story.
Like,
well, look it up then.
I can't.
Why not?
I'm too far away.
Too far away from that look
up
thing.
Mom, okay, tell me about the killer bees. Are they act out, she said.
Are they killing the other bees?
By the, on the stairs and, like, so we have towels on the floor.
They attack
all the time.
Small animals and they attack them and kill them.
Okay, so we have a bee population that's
I'll find out.
Diminishing, and then we have a killer bee population that's killing.
It's growing.
Crazy.
That's coming. No, that comes, it waxes and wanes. That's what we're talking about.
Everyone is worried about bees, like, all the time. Like, you're like Malaysian Airlines, you have like these big headlines that come and go, and then there's always like, did you read about the bees?
Okay, so how about the movie The Birds?
The Birds.
So the Facebook. Waxing and waning of the birds.
Mom, do you really think there's a waxing and waning of like over the eons of bees?
Oh, the Africanized bee, is that the one you want to
know? No, that's a whole separate bee population. I want to know.
No,
these are the killer bees, yeah.
These are.
Is there a real bee problem, or is it just another global warming hoax? The polar vortex of bees.
And we'll be back with you after these messages.
Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
For real, Mom.
There's no way you can
Okay, this is the thing.
I mean, if you want
the killer bee came from Africa, as everything other
every
species,
killer.
Every other species evolved, right?
Pangea.
And
that's a Pangea reference.
All of you Pangea fans out there.
Everything came from Africa.
Okay, so the African honeybee was first introduced to Brazil in the 1950s in an effort to increase honey production. But in 1957, 26 swarms accidentally
hopped aboard a ship.
Escaped. Well, Lisa's got to have a pretty good opinion about this. Okay, hang on.
Oh, we need to look up flight rods.
I know. Okay, hang on.
Flight rods.
Yeah, note to self. Rods.
You guys, look at how pretty the grass
quarantine
is.
Quarantine and vengeance have
look
spread
look how pretty
throughout.
The grass is, y'all.
Looking at it. So pretty.
No, you're not. You're not looking at the right grass.
Are you?
What
which
one?
Grass is pretty?
What?
No, that one is not as pretty.
Oh, no.
It's that one.
Grass?
That's the one.
Where, Mom?
That's the one that's pretty.
Tell me where.
Right there in the pots. The potted grass.
Yes. Yes. That grass.
Yes.
It is pretty. I know what you're saying now. Like, the light dancing on some of them and not all of them.
This grass is crap in comparison.
So ugly over here.
You were looking at.
So ugly.
How humiliating.
Mm. Anyway.
Killer bees.
They came in North America in 1985. I was in high school. Depeche Mode.
Where were you in?
Yeah.
The bees
year.
Were introduced.
Yeah. Everybody should have them. Where were you with the killer bees made it?
In the kitchen.
So remember why they came. I was in the kitchen.
I called Mom.
Hey, okay.
I called Mom.
I just like called everybody I could think of.
Stupid bees. I love bees in my
despite
garden.
Despite the fact that Africanized bees display certain behavioral traits, this is where Mom is like, they're just naughty, that make them less than desirable for commercial beekeeping.
Uh-huh.
Excessive defensiveness.
Everyone wants to commercialize bees.
Hang on. Wait, Jamar. Excessive defensiveness. Hey, this is a little excessive there. And swarming foremost. They have now become the dominant type of honeybee for beekeeping in Central and South America due to their genetic dominance as well as ability to outcompete their European counterpart, the white bees. We'll call them the white bees. With clear evidence that they are superior honey and pollen producers.
Okay, so let's name all the things that have been commercialized that have now been horrible for us and our environment. Okay, margarine. DDT. Let's make food as cheap as possible. So let's turn butter. How can we make a chemical butter? Because we don't want to get real butter. Margarine. That's all the 50s. The 50s were like, I'm sorry about, my generation is paying for everyone's problems in the 50s. Like,
so mom, sorry about the mom. Problems of the 50s, Danny. On behalf of those born in 17, right? So, okay, yeah.
Microwave dinners. For one. Pollution. No, I don't know.
Oh, I'm not reading this yet.
DDT.
Do you have a list of prompts? Yeah. We should have DDT. A Google Doc open that we, oh, did you show mom the picture?
Hi.
Of what?
I'm like,
She was so excited.
I'm
gonna,
just
we all were.
I know.
It was so
that's
exciting.
That's so cute.
It was. It was amazing that we both had this mug.
Okay. And the funny thing is, like, I think one or two other mornings I drink out of it. Like, it's never even like done.
See ya. Oh, what?
Where are you going?
Oh. Oh. Okay.
All right.
Great. Great.
So are we going?
Well, she's gonna get the girls and come back.
Oh, she's coming back here?
No. Let's get some prompts and really trap this.